spilt milk.
LSG Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to another episode with the Spilt Milk Podcast. This is, you know who it is, man.
The who?
Man, I don't.
Who that?
What? Man, it's the one and only, baby. Be in the house. I'm the chosen one. I'm here. I'm ready to conduct. Let's get it. But who's with me, though?
You know, we got AI in the building, you know.
Okay.
Back in this. Let's get it. Who else we got in the building?
You know who it is. Your boy Moose. Back at it. Like a crack addict.
You're my guy. I love that. I love that. Moose, what's going on, though, my G? How you been?
Bro, I'm living life, you know what I'm saying? Got a new skin routine down, you know what I mean? Got 10 toes.
Yeah.
Yo, man, Moose. The last time I seen you, bro, compared to now, I'm seeing some changes. Fuad, what you see?
Big time. I'm seeing big changes, bro.
Yeah, I'm glowing like one of those, like, you know, highlighter makeups, huh?
Nah. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about some changes. FB, know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, bro.
You see
the hairline is receding, my nigga.
Woo! I'm telling you, boy.
Yo, listen. Listen, let me tell you something, all right? Listen, what? If I'm going to come home, I'm going to come home, all right? I'm going to take my ass to Turkey with the swiftness.
I feel like you should rock it, though, for some time, just to, like, feel the vibe, feel the breeze.
I don't know. I feel like tall, skinny nigga, you know, don't go right with bald, being bald.
Hmm. You're going to be a bald, tall nigga with a gut. That's lit.
No. That would be the worst thing, though. Like, you look at, like, all the different insecurities, like, dudes have. Like, baldness is up there, right? And then having a gut, the next one. I was like, I couldn't do that.
You guys are insecure about being bald, though?
I think deep down, like, every guy is, right? To an extent. I think it doesn't affect, like, every single individual, like, dude out there. Obviously, it affects them differently, but I think deep down, it affects everybody, though. Everybody has a, like, fear of it to an extent.
Honestly, I could rock the baldy. I'm just saying, I could rock the baldy.
Because if it's my time, I'm taking it. Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? That low-key saved me.
I think AI actually could probably be the only one that could rock it. His head is, like, shaped for being bald.
I mean, yeah, it is the right thing. He's got a boxy-looking shaped head, too. You know, it works.
Yeah,
I don't want to test it, but if it's my time, it's my time. You know what I'm saying? You got to go with it.
But okay, so as men, though, like, there's men have a lot of insecurities. And, like, I think all of us, including myself, like, being bald, having a gut, like, you're like, damn, I can't be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I can't be that nigga, you know? And it's like, some things you can't control. Moose, you know what I feel me?
Out of your control.
Like, some things you're out of control. So you just got to accept it, embrace it. You feel me? But, like, certain things, it's like, okay, have a good, you know, like, that's
what you can control, though. Do you think you should do something about it, like the hair, the gut,
right?
You know, do you think that you should just let yourself go, you know what I'm saying, live life,
just come
home. You know, it's your body, or go get some, you know, a new hairline, you know what I'm saying, go get, like, a liposuction, you know, what I'm saying, niggas be doing that nowadays. Do you think all that shit is okay?
Moose said he could go to Turkey. I didn't personally. I'd say, you know what? If it's meant to happen, it's meant to happen. If you accept me for who I am, you better accept me for who I am. And, you know, some people even say it's haram to, like change some of that. But I don't know. I ain't no scholar, so I can't speak on that. But I can't be going to, like, Turkey, getting a whole new, you know, hairline, or go to Miami, try to get a new hairline, like Tory Lanez is. It's crazy, like.
Yeah, but listen, though.
It's like, do they want you, or do they want you for your hair?
Hairline.
You know that hairline.
That's smart money right there on the hairline. You feel me?
Yo, it's, you know, the equivalent of it, right? It's like for women, it's like, if I get heavier, like, as once I get married, whatever. You know what I mean, right? And I think
biggie,
heavy, baby, do you want me? but like, it's kind of similar to an extent in the sense of, like, that. Similar insecurities there, right? Where, like, for us men, like, if you marry somebody and they get bigger, like, I think you didn't pick them for how they look, right? You picked them for their personality and, you know, how you connect with them at, like, a deeper level, right? And as they physically change, I think that's something that you accept. And I think the opposite sex would, you know, except you going bald. You know what I mean?
But forget the opposite sex though. Do you think you're content with yourself being bald, like your own insecurity as a man? Do you think like, yeah, think you know, like, I can go with it, I'm cool? Or do you think like she's gonna look at me like this? You know,
what
do you
like think, Moose? Every dude has like the, first of all, no one's gonna be
okay. We're not talking about every dude. No, I'm one's talking about perfect, you, bro.
I'm always gonna want to change something on myself, right? So as an adult,
okay,
I need to start to like embrace those imperfections. You know what I mean? And I'm doing that. You know what I mean? Those imperfections make me different from other people out there. And that's probably why some people like me for, you know, those imperfections that I think or used to think that, oh, I wish I could change this. You know? I've embraced those.
Facts.
So how'd you embrace those though? Like, was there like a certain journey that you had to go through to embrace those flaws? I think it's just like, because we all have flaws. I think
it's like just as you, for me, my journey, it was more around like just self-reflection and just looking at myself and like really seeing, oh, hey, yeah, this might not be something that I like about myself, but you know, it's not the end of the world. There's other things that other people don't like about themselves, you know, and I need to accept this and embrace this and wear like a badge of honor. You know what I mean?
Facts. I mean, that's, you know, that's the perfect way to deal with it. You know, looking at it head on. I have the same, you know, similarities where not everyone or myself, obviously there's some things that I would want to get, you know, fixed, you know what I'm saying? You know, get new teeth, you know, I'm about to drop a bag on this.
Hey.
But, you know, and it's just about knowing when not to go too far, you know? I don't think plastic surgery and those things are necessary. I think the way you're created is the way you're supposed to be.
Yeah, but I think, like, with our society, right? And how we've been, like, being like we're seeing things as perfect, right? And we're seeing that stuff being normalized, where plastic surgery is like it's getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and now people are like, yo, it's just $5-$10, you know. I mean, obviously it's not $5-$10, but let's say we get to a place in life where maybe like it's a payment plan or something, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, people be like, yo, I can give me a new pair of, you know, hairline for like, you know, $10 a month for about 24 months. I'd do it. You know, so, I mean, I'm not saying I would do it, but I'm saying people would be like, yeah, I'd do it. They would jump up. You know what I mean? And I think like as that sort of stuff gets normalized more and more, it's going to be more like prevalent in our society. You know what I mean? So,
hey, you know, be your best self. You know, if that makes you happy, you know what I'm saying? Be your best self.
Right now, right? You know? That got a gap that like hate themselves for that. But they're looking fire with that gap, though.
Man, facts. The gap makes them.
Yeah, right, facts.
You know what I mean? It's right? That London look.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that young fana.
What's fana?
It's a gap.
I'll bet. Okay. No, that's crazy because, like, to be honest, do you guys feel like men are more insecure about certain things? I mean, we don't show
I think, personally, I think men are 10 times more insecure than women. They just, 100%. Men
really?
Men just hide it better.
Okay. I would have to disagree. You know, I think just from the way that I'm at, like, you know, we're raised, it's like, yo, like, you know, tighten up. You know what I'm saying? You're not even supposed to be looking at yourself like that. Or, you know, thinking about that. And due to that fact, I feel like you don't even know what insecurities you really have.
But that's what I'm saying, though, right? That's the reason why men hide it better. Because they've been built at a young age, hide that, tighten that up, right? They have the same insecurities and a lot more than women, but they're supposed to hide that behind a cover of like, you're a man, you shouldn't even talk about this, you shouldn't even say this, you shouldn't mention this. You know what I mean?
FB, do you agree with that? Do you think a man should not mention this, or, you know, like, tighten up, you know, be a man?
I think it's internal, right? And I think you're right, Moose. Like, you're raised, like, from a younger age to be like, yo, you're a man. Like, yo, I just got to, you know, let it go. Like, hide it. Don't say anything about it. Don't mention it. But I think as you grow older, you notice that, like, why hide it? I need to embrace my flaws. Because that is, like, helping me internally become more confident, more myself, And when I leave people, it's not like I'm a different person, right? I'm the same person that you meet me every time. So I completely agree, but I think the influence, what really makes us men insecure is the influence. And then which really triggers our like internal process to be like, ah, damn, I can't show this, or I can't do this. Oh, that's the homies, that OGs, the gangster niggas. I can't really show that side of me. Like, nah, you know? Because you're also insecure about certain things. It's like, no, I can't really display this to them or display this, whether it's physical, whether it's that. Like, niggas be rocking the hat so tight to their head.
Can't
like,
even breathe.
You're like, yo, what's under there, nigga? You know? Yeah, nigga, can't that shit breathe. His forehead got all his fucking face coming out. Nigga is dying, right?
He's on the verge of death. When a nigga got those lines on his forehead, you know it, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, talk about I got a new hat. What you mean you got a new hat?
Just come
on. My nigga let it go, breathe, right? Like, nigga, the nigga talk about wearing a durag. Why you wearing a durag?
You got no hair. You ain't even got hair.
I'm trying to have my veins.
So, like, hair is just a simple part of it.
I have a wave on them.
Waves.
Yeah. So, like, you know, the hair component is just one aspect of male. And I think, like, that's why we're so anal when we go to a barber. And the barber's always like, you a man. You're going to get your hair back. You're like, yo, you better not miss on my hairline. I swear to God. We're going to have to go.
Nah, all jokes aside, though, I can't take any more of those fucked up, you know, haircuts, you know? Now, it got to be all 100, you know?
Yeah, you're dropping like 50, 60 bucks on a hairline.
Bro,
like,
I remember I used to drop like 10, 20 bucks, bro. Now it's like 40, 50. And then I'd be tipping the dude.
Easy, because you're scared for your hairline, though. That's the main component. It's like, you're like, I can't give my hair to just the average nigga. Like, it has to be A1 barber. I mean,
the last 6 years I've been going to the same barber. So this man been taking care of me, bro.
That's why. That's why.
He know my head, my weird head shape.
Yo, honestly, it might be time to change, you know?
Yo, relax.
I got a new barber for you. Chris, I'm going to send it to you.
Shout out to Chris the barber.
Yeah. But aside from hairline stuff, like what other, like, because I know we have a lot of huge, large, like listeners, women that are like trying to learn how men operate. And we're trying to give you an image of like, you know, certain men have insecurities. Like a lot of people think, oh, you're a man. Da-da. But no, we do have insecurities. Let's be honest. We're going to embrace it. But like, you know, we talk about like, how can we overcome those insecurities? Right. And as men, like for me, it's like just embracing. If you like it, if you like me for who I am, you like me for who I am. Right, but is there any other ways to embrace your flaws or like insecurities or like just to kind of make yourself more secure? Like, what is your journey has been? Like, you don't have to share your insecurities. I think we all have it, but like,
I think
has it been your journey to kind of overcome them?
It's been like I've brought my insecurities to the forefront, right? Like I was saying, I wear that as a badge, right? And I'm like, yo, this is me. This is who I am. You know what I mean? So then the people can't use that as a something to make fun of me about. You know what I mean? And that way, and even if they do, it doesn't hurt me anymore because I brought it to the forefront and they've lost like the effect on me. It's like that thing like Eminem was doing on like 8 Mile. You know what I'm saying? Talking about his mama, talking about how he lives in a crack house or something. What is it? Like a trailer house. Yeah.
This, you know, trailer park.
That's like being vulnerable. And I think we touched
base
on that.
He's put himself out. He put everything out. He's like, what else you got on me? You know, that's perfect. That's perfect.
And literally what he was like, I think we touched base on that. One of the other episodes was, I think, the identity episode that we had on YouTube and on Spill Milk Podcast. But it was like, Eminem really got on stage and he was like, yo, you know, I know I'm white trash. I'm a trailer park trash, whatever. Tell me something I hadn't heard before. And he just tossed the mic. And the man, he was ready to roast, but he's like, man, you just embrace your flaws.
I ain't got nothing else, basically. Yeah,
basically. So for young men out there, what's your message for young men out there listening to this?
Embrace who you are. Embrace those flaws. Like, yo, if you're short, you're short. You know what I'm saying? You wear that shit like a badge of honor. If you're balding, yo, shave the whole thing off.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Come home. Let it go. Why?
Let it go. Facts. Let it. Yo, it's hashtag let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
It's not worth It's not worth going to the barber and getting the $5 haircut.
Like, you know, that's a full haircut. I think that's the biggest advice I can give people. Like, really just, you know, just embrace it. Put it up to the forefront, you know what I mean? Just and be vulnerable. I think that will help you boost your confidence 100%. You know what I mean? But I want to hear from anybody else though. I'm trying to hear what y'all think.
Exactly.
Let me hear about, you know, hashtag us, you know, insecurities.
So
let us know what your insecurities are. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what you don't like about your thought.
Ain't nobody gonna say their insecurities with
you. No, what your insecurities are, but how do you deal with it? And is it acceptable for a man to flaunt, like, you know,
have embrace, like, to it, be insecure, you know? Yeah. Like, to
at
be
the same really time though, before we give out, you know, the listeners, you know, the message, there should also be a line as a man to, you know, not, I feel like there should be a line of also going with how we grew up of being a man, you know, being, you know.
Say that again, AI.
I'm saying, like, it's all good and everything, you know, embracing your, you know, your insecurities. But I think there should also be, like, some of that stuff that we grew up with. Like, yo, be a man, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, some of it should still be there. Or else, you know, no pun intended, there'll be a lot of fruitcakes out here. You know?
So it gotta be right there, bro.
And I think a whole lot, but I think part of being a man is really embracing yourself, right? So if you have a flaw and you don't care what people think of you, it's like, you're a man, so be it. That's being a man, right? That's what our fathers taught us.
Yeah,
that's our grandfather taught us. They passed it down.
Specific to just men, I think women can
and
also
whatever,
like,
it is,
embrace those flaws as well. You know what I mean? They can.
Exactly. And I think our conversation is for men, though, right? So, like, we're talking for the men out there. As men, I can't speak for the women because I'm not, right? So I don't know. So,
I'm saying there should be a little bit of both on each side, but yeah,
right. So we take a moment, right, to really understand men's insecurities and the depth of it. We're at Spilt Milk Podcast, SPILT Milk Podcast, and then Twitter is Spilt Milk Pod. Tweet us, DM us, you know, let us know. We appreciate the person that reached out to us for this specific question and that wanted us to
much
really
love.
Tackle it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so thank you again. We want you to go ahead. We're on 11 different platforms. Make sure you subscribe. Leave us a review. Again, we're doing this for the community. We take time from our life to really do this and really try to sit behind a screen and really just put people on game and give people perspective. And if you want to be on, please hit us up. Let us know what you want to talk about. DM us. Let us know what you want to talk about. And we're more than willing and happy to have you. Again, a great philosopher once said, love is love.
Much love. Until next time.